The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Still trying to figure out how all these things that we've gone through when it comes to NIL and now the schools can do direct pay. It is a changing world of college athletics. And on Baskin and Phelps, we like to keep you up to speed. And we talk about new revenue sharing as well. So we figured, well, let's turn to somebody who's from Cleveland that gets it, that understands it, that went to school right here in Northeast Ohio, not only in at Ohio State University, but at Strongsville as well, Strongsville High School. And now he calls himself the athletic director, or they call him the athletic director at the University of Washington.
Yeah, because if he just calls himself that and doesn't have the gig, that could be problematic.
That would be really interesting to hear. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Pat Chun. Pat, how are you?
Hey, excellent. Quick edit. Holy Name High School grad. Proud Holy Name High School grad.
From Strongsville.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You got loyal Holy Name listeners that you may have offended. So
I apologize. are you in the Hall of Fame there yet? If you're not, you should be after this phone call.
My athletic career is not worthy of such things. So just because my athletics is in my title doesn't mean I'm athletic. You know that. You know me too well, Andy.
Way too well. All right. So let me we've got this new NCAA revenue sharing as we go on this, but really the reason we put you on the air is, man, we need tickets for Ohio State Washington. Can you help us out?
It'll be sold out, but it'll be a pretty special night here in Seattle, because if you haven't been out here from the state of Ohio with the sailgating that happens, it'll be a perfect, theoretically a perfect September fall evening or early afternoon here in Seattle. It'll be quite the scene. And anytime you have the defending, there'll be our back-to-back years of having the defending national champs here in Seattle. We beat that team up north last year, and then we got the Buckeyes in this year.
I love the fact that you still say that. Do you have butterflies about that a little bit?
I haven't been there in so long. Other than a couple of the assistant coaches that were players when I worked there, I keep in touch with those guys. But at the end of the day, I need UW to keep winning. So we're building. Jed Fish is in his second year as our head coach. We love the direction we're headed, but obviously going through the Big Ten is a gauntlet, to say the least.
I want to get into this revenue stuff, but we're into this now a little bit. With Washington and UCLA and USC coming and Oregon coming over to the Big Ten, just how's that transition been, and what's it like for the fan base? It seems odd for me to see having Seattle embrace being in the Big Ten, but yet that's the reality.
Well, I would say two things. One, from a personal level, it was it feels normal to see all these brands having grown up in Cleveland, mm-hmm. Having gone to Ohio State. It feels normal to see these brands. I would say the surprise for me, or I guess I shouldn't be in hindsight, is to see all the alums that live in Seattle for most of the Big Ten schools. Mm. Really a byproduct of just how good the institutions are. And with Microsoft, Amazon, Costco, Starbucks, all the businesses in town. I mean, we had Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, Purdue. We just got so many alums of so many different Big Ten schools in town. So great if you're trying to sell tickets. Not so great if you're trying to have a home court advantage or home field advantage. But our community has embraced it. You know, is it natural in college sports? I'm not going to sit here and try to debate that, but it's where the world's at today. And, you know, the Big Ten is at the pinnacle of college sports, and we at the University of Washington want to be where the pinnacle's at.
Pat, Jeff Phelps here. Good to talk to you. I'm slightly confused, and I hope you can help with this. So schools are now allowed to pay players, as, you know, as has been ruled and everything else. And like there's $20 million is the pool money that we keep hearing about. Is this completely separate from NIL?
Yes, it is completely separate from NIL. Okay. So I would say the basis to start is, I always tell people, you got to start that college athletics is broken. And the old environment that we were in was essentially fraudulent pay for play. So, where we would have third parties come in and dictate, dictate who the players you'd sign and who they pay. So it would be no different than if the Cavs need to make a decision on Evan Mobley, but it had to go to a collective to go say, all right, this is what we're willing to pay. We think this is what the Lakers are going to pay, so we're going to have to double because there's no transparency. So the environment that existed on June 30th just was not sustainable. What happened with this settlement, this house settlement that basically got approved in a federal court in Northern California, it allows us to now share money directly with our student athletes. Most of the schools in the Power Four will share, a high percentage of it will go to football because that's where most of the TV dollars are derived from. But it's really where the world is at. All the dollars in the system, primarily driven by what TV brings in, is what has necessitated this. We've been too slow to change in college athletics. So that's why all these things kind of just, popped or burst at the same time. What NIL is now, part of the settlement is we'll have a clearinghouse that'll basically assess what real NIL is, real endorsement opportunities are, and that won't count against the cap, and we will have a salary cap. So it's really, I've said this before, this is probably the second most historical moment in college sports history, the first being Title IX. And this is the second one because now we can share money directly with our athletes. It's where we're at. We're still going to get sued, but at least this is a reset, and hopefully we have rules again in college sports.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. So where do we, how do you police that, and how do you get back to the to having rules so it's not the wild, wild west?
So the defendant conferences, which are essentially the four leagues left, have basically built a new entity as a part of the settlement. So the settlement allows us to have anti-circumvention of the salary cap rules. We're also allowed to have a new governance model, new enforcement, new rules in and around having a salary cap. That enforcement model is going to be housed in this new entity. Brian Seely has just been named the CEO. He's a former, a former VP in Major League Baseball. I was actually with the Mariners owner a couple weeks ago, and unfortunately I watched my Guardians get swept here in Seattle. But he spoke very highly of Brian Seely and his role with Major League Baseball in terms of enforcement and in terms of investigation. So we're all agreeing, we've all agreed to the terms of the settlement, all the Power Four schools. We're all agreeing to basically all the new set of rules. But you know how our industry is. Not everybody wants to follow rules, but the hope or the belief, or my belief is that, this will be a quicker, more efficient enforcement process. And as individuals choose to not to follow the rules, hopefully there's accountability right away.
Pat, I thought it was interesting reading the NBC Sports article that, originally when this stuff all started going down, I'm like, the rich are just going to get richer. And I don't know what's going to happen to some of these other schools that have been, traditionally competitive, at the division, especially at the Division I level, to stay competitive without going bankrupt. And I thought it was interesting in the article in NBC Sports that you're quoted in that it sounds to me like this new model makes it so that, you know, look, if you don't have the $20 million to spend, it's not like going to be the end of your athletics.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than where we're coming from. I will just say that my belief, you know, one, because real NIL doesn't count against the cap, it really allows for more creativity for our student athletes. And you guys know, Cleveland's a pro town. You know, the backup left tackle for the Browns doesn't have a local car dealer endorsement opportunity. Hmm. What we were doing in college athletics is we have this fraud NIL where everyone's getting money for their name, image, and likeness, but no real work essentially was happening. So, and anytime there's fraud or anytime that we're still in the business of education and we're just setting we're just setting ourselves up for even greater failures by what our old system is. Going forward, I mean, we have to make this new environment work, but at least, I honestly don't believe, I think there's less than 10 schools in college sports that can operate without a cap. I think those schools are primarily funded by donors that come from oil and gas regions of the country, or have a big swoosh tied to one of their alums.
Okay.
But the most of the rest of us, it's problematic to try to in a capitalist environment. And the reality is that's why all the pro sports have a cap. If Patrick Mahomes if there was ever a true free market for Patrick Mahomes, what would he command? He would get 4 or 5 times what his current salary is now, because his value is, what would the Browns pay for Patrick Mahomes if there were no rules or regulations?
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And Pat, you just took me to where I was going to ask you something about the pool of $20 million or whatever it's going to end up actually being. Are there guidelines on how that should be distributed? Do you think it will be going, split among a lot of athletes? Title IX, I wonder if that comes into play. Or could a school go out and say, boy, we really want that quarterback here. Let's give him $15 million a year to come here and be an employee of our school and play quarterback. Could it all go to one or two guys?
Yeah, so that's where cap strategy has to come into play, and that's where people are going to have to really use, really lean on what's been done in the pros and who's done it effectively. Like here in Seattle, we've been fortunate because, I've been able to, our team has been able to spend time with the Mariners, the Seahawks, the Kraken, and they've given us a lot of advice on how to kind of build infrastructure, what we need to be thinking about as we're forecasting where money's going to go. But those are all local decisions, all campus decisions that schools are going to have to make. I think you're going to see more of a shift, we're shifting more into a more professionalized sports model in college sports. That's not a bad word anymore, because we're compensating our athletes directly. But it's the belief is, and you guys know because Cleveland's a pro town. It's Kobe Altman's done an extraordinary job drafting. The Guardians are getting criticized for what they aren't willing to spend in free agency, and the Browns can't get one position right. And it's all, and it's all three teams that are all trying to win their championships, in their respective sports. And you're going to see that in the college level is, hey, the teams that figure this thing out the best and probably operate the best out of their values. It hurts me when I say this to our team here at UW that we have to be like the Steelers. Like be so convicted in who we are that it even impacts, three coaches in 50, 60 years. I mean, that's really where the pinnacle of what you want to be at. But if it were easy, everyone would do it or everyone could do it. And, unfortunately for us suffering Browns fans, we get to watch the Steelers have a bad year and make the playoffs and the Browns still try to figure out that one position.
Pat, just a general AD kind of a question here, because, you look at that transfer portal and, how do you think that's changed the dream of high school kids being able to play college sports, and especially at D1 where you are? That pipeline seems very, very slim right now.
I don't think there's a worse time to be a high school senior than right now. I think what we've done to high school sports, and we're all from Cleveland. We all recognize how important high school sports in our hometown is, and what we've done, because at this level, at the highest level of college sports, it's no secret you win with older players. Mm-hmm. You have a better chance of winning with 22-year-olds than you have 18-year-olds, and that's where the portal has really changed. What recruiting has done, because the shortcut is now you have data on 1, 2, or 3 years. You basically have free agency every year with no rules. You could just outbid somebody and go get that young person on your campus. My hope is, that's probably the last piece of it. We got to fix the portal piece of this. It's not healthy to have this revolving door in college sports. We need a calendar to operate specifically football. For lack of a better term, we need a league year. I don't know if we're going to be able to get there in college sports. Unfortunately for me, I sit on a committee that's trying to work on that right now, and we'll see where that ends up. But fixing that portal piece is critical, because part of this settlement is there's an academic piece where you have to make progress towards your degree. There's also a reality too, is you pick the team. You have to be like the teams that typically win in the pro ranks are the ones that draft and develop better. And high school sport and college sports historically has been that way. Look at the last four teams to play in the national championship game: Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan, and Washington. Those four teams are primarily built through recruiting and development, and then sprinkled in some talent in the portal. And that's how both and got old together. That's still the way to do it. And part of it is we got to fix the portal to do it. But it is an awful time. If you want to play at the highest levels, it's a really, really hard time if you're a high school senior right now.
What advice do you give to them? Do you say, what are you telling your coaches to tell these? You probably have some high level high school kids that would have been able to play at UW before, but now they just, there's no way, and they're not going to see the field for 2 or 3 years. So what do the coaches say to them?
So we're on quarters still. So we just had our graduation a couple years ago, mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago. And we had a couple guys come back which is great, to get their diplomas, and we honored them and they had transferred out to other schools. If this was 3-4 years ago, the coach would lose their mind saying, why are we letting him come back to get his degree and celebrate him? And in 2025, it's not a big deal. It's the way the environment is. So, know, if coaches are smart, and we talk about it at Washington, is you never close the door. You don't take it personally when a kid goes pick somewhere else, because the way the environment is relationships matter. So I would tell a young person, a high school recruit specifically, all relationships matter. Don't burn any bridges and just keep working hard. And the hard part too now is like, we teach a lot of things in college sports, but we don't teach commitment, because of the way the revolving door is, and how do you get these young people to just keep working on their craft and trying to figure out how to get better in all phases of life. You know, in the old days, a coach would kind of would be a key figure in that. But in today's day and age, it's like, you know, people want to know what the dollar amount is more than they want to know what our student athlete support services are. But I mean, that's just the reality of college sports in 2025.
Pat Chun joining us, the athletic director at the University of Washington and a Northeast Ohio native. Pat, the dollars are nuts. The NIL to me is nuts. Paying players is nuts. I mean, these guys are going to get W-2s. Is all this sustainable?
No, I mean, we're going to keep the velocity of change is just going to continue to just be you know, unpredictable. Lawsuits are going to continue to, will challenge this settlement. We do need help from Congress. That is really the next step for college athletics. There has been asks made over the years, but nothing has come to fruition. If we don't get some type of minimal antitrust protection where we can really enforce our own rules again, really ensure that student athletes are students first and athletes second. If that doesn't happen, then we'll probably be in some employment model, and that's challenging because you have 50 different states with 50 different employment laws. You know, the state of Washington is very different than the state of Ohio, and very different than the state of Texas and the state of Florida relative to employment laws. And if you thought things were Wild West with NIL and states changing their laws because of NIL, you know, if we get to employment, it's going to be I can't even imagine how chaotic it'll be.
All right. Pat, just we totally appreciate you. I was going to ask you just one more question. And just, you know, if you reflect back on your days of working at Ohio State and being a student at Ohio State as well, and I think about the relationship that you built with the Indians at the time to create the scholarship fund in Jimmy Warfield's name.
Jimmy Warfield, yeah.
Yeah, I think about that as like that beginning stepping stone for your career. I don't just kind of reflect back on what, you know, being from Cleveland means to you and obviously going to Ohio State.
Well, being from Cleveland means you just grew up with this great love of sports. And I joke around, when you grew up in the 80s, you know, prior to the Indians being good in the 90s, you never really experienced winning. You just love sports because all of us grew up, you know, it's why you still, you know, I'm guessing you still coach hockey, Andy, because you just love sports and you love the impact that has on youth. So it's just a different environment what Cleveland does because of the love of your own community, the love of sport. And then, you know, I'm very public about my 15 years working at Ohio State. Changed my life forever. It's all the great coaches and administrators and student athletes that were there that are friends to this day. You and I were in Columbus at a pretty unique time where John Cooper, I would tell you do a little flashback in time of all the people that and where they're at in sports right now, whether they're coaching in the NFL, coaching in the college ranks, in the college football, pro football Hall of Fame. You know, to be in Columbus during that time is pretty wild place, and to have all those people impact me and affect me I'm just a middle class kid from Strongsville, Ohio, that went to Holy Name High School, and really the difference in my life for the people that I was fortunate to surround myself at Ohio State.
Pat, as always, you know, we love talking to you. I hope I didn't get your phone line going too bad for tickets for people that want to fly out to Seattle. So,
hey, can I say hi to two of your loyal listeners?
Do
Kevin
it.
And Tommy Anko in North Olmsted, they're listening. So say hi to my buddies, Tommy and Kevin.
All right, you got it. And we'll shout out Holy Name for you, too. How's that sound?
Okay.
Thank you. If you're not in the Hall of Fame, you should be there by now. I'm going to make some phone
calls. Campaign.
We'll make some phone calls that will get you nowhere. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Tell the family we said hi. See you, Andy.
You got it. Talk to you. Take care. Pat Chun, the athletic director at the University of Washington, and just dropping all kinds of knowledge on us and the reality of what college athletics is from a financial standpoint. He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.